Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and this is a treat this morning. We have the Nelsons in the house. I love it. We have Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens here. We have two of them. Anita is our Home Show Garden Pro expert, and she's brought Peter Nelson.
I'm here. It's been a few months, I feel like.
I know. How exciting to have you both here as our Home Show Garden Pros, and we just love having you here. Answering calls and questions. Now, to remind you, good morning, everybody, on this Saturday morning. You are listening to Home Show Garden Pros. If you're just kind of just waking up and getting that cup of coffee and tea, we were all talking about the weather.
Yes, we were.
As we walked in. So, you know, there's hope on the horizon. Mm-hmm. We are really, Anita and I text a lot. And she's like, the apps are teasing me again. You know, we'll see something that there's going to be a chance of rain and then it disappears. But I know some of our listeners got some storms last night. So I hope everybody's safe and sound and their trees are, you know, getting water. Yes. I mean, I'm glad they got water, but, you know, I'm hoping that
everyone's safe. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was good news.
Yes.
So this is Home Show Garden Pros. And to remind you, this is a co-op of experts who rotate through here every Saturday morning from 7 to 9, and you can call in. Call Anita and Peter at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and I encourage folks to do it sooner rather than later in the show, because we get towards the end of the show and we've got a line of callers and we kind of have to say, send us the question or call back next week. So Jump on the phone, whatever you've got going on, because we're all making our lists for the fall. This is the time to do it because we may have some issues that we're seeing.
Yeah, I mean, plants are so stressed out. I'm all around town and I'm seeing it's just unbelievably dry.
Yes.
You know, and this is following up, you know, the big freeze in December. So you stress the plants out then, and now following up with this insane drought and the, you know, extreme heat.
Yeah.
Plants are stressed. We need natural rain.
You know, yeah.
I've got my fingers crossed that's coming. And that really gets us set up then for the fall. You know, fall's a great time to garden.
I know. And it's not only beautiful weather, but it's great time for the plants.
Correct.
Now, what I've learned from the Home Show Garden Pros is you mentioned the freeze. You know, I think, okay, well, that was then. This is now. But the plants did get stressed during the freeze. And then, you know, they had a little break. And then they got stressed again by the summer or the drought.
And it got hot quick this year.
It did early. Didn't we hit 100 in June?
Yeah.
I was like, this is not a good sign.
So, I mean, it's been 90 days, 100 days of just extreme heat. You know, now we, you know, we've got to be careful with making sure we're following the rules on watering our plants.
Yeah, right. Because most, I know a lot of the listeners' areas were under some water restrictions. So keep that in mind. You know, make sure that we're watering at the appropriate times.
Correct. Water at night, if at all possible. Uh-huh. But yeah, it's we got to get water to those plants, and we got to really, deeply water them. Mm-hmm. You know, versus just 5 minutes of a surface sprinkler. It's actually better for you to just leave your hose like trickling, especially on your trees.
Yeah.
You know, trees, you know, everyone's starting to see some trees dying right now.
Oh no!
But generally speaking, trees are the last ones to show it. You know, because they have such an enormous root system.
And deep.
So.
Plus, an arborist told me that when you see a tree and the leaves have turned brown and the leaves stay on the tree, that tree's done for.
When the brown leaves stay on. I've heard Home Show Garden Pros say this. Yes.
So if your trees are defoliating, they're just doing survival mechanism.
They're just pushing them off.
They're pushing them off so they don't have to keep them filled with water.
Yeah. Okay, I get that.
Yeah. I see both at where in my house, all the ash trees are defoliating, but some of the oaks have turned brown.
Yeah, and they're toast.
I'm so worried about my oaks. I think they're getting enough water, but so besides the brown leaves, I mean, I'm not seeing that. I guess I should inspect better. But deep root watering during my restricted times. And, you know, you can hand water.
Absolutely.
Also. Yeah. So that's a really, maybe not the trees, but, you know, some of your shrubs, hand watering the roots, not the leaves, right?
Correct. You know, I think a lot of us can get over-reliant on the, you know, the irrigation system, the sprinkler system.
I did.
I always remind people, I say, hey, when you get home from work, if plants are, you know, wilted, hop out there for 5 minutes. I know it's 105 degrees, mm-hmm. but, you know, give them some water just to, you know, get them through, you know, until,
right.
it, until
that
it cools
moment.
Off.
And that's when you see the worst wilt is at that time of day.
Yeah. Sherry says that too. She reminds people, she says, you know, if they're thirsty, give them water. You know, just do it right then and there and then follow up later with something. Now, Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery had mentioned to folks about they could even set their system to a cycle soak during your restricted time.
Correct.
And that's what you're talking about, the deeper watering.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, it would be better to do that as a scenario where you're an initial water to at least get the ground wet, mm-hmm. because then when more water comes in, they can really
then
soak
it
in.
Can soak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, when you water during the day, so much is evaporating, you know, immediately.
Right.
You know?
Yes. Well, and right now we shouldn't be watering during the day unless you're doing hand watering and it's getting in there. Yeah. Well, good.
Another thing that I've done on my potted plants around my patio,
they are so
I've
dry.
Just filled up basins with water and then I can dip. Dip That's and pour instead of dragging that dang hose around.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And that helps a lot. Plus, it's water for the dogs.
Right.
That's a good idea.
That is a good idea. And you put a splash of seaweed in your, sometimes, don't you, in your buckets that you collect water?
No, I keep it in my jugs.
In your jugs. Yes. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, for watering.
Yeah, every time I water, they either get super seaweed, ocean harvest, or soil stimulator.
Boy,
switch it all up.
They get a great feeding.
No, it makes a difference, though.
Yeah.
It does. They look good all the time,
right.
even now.
But the potted plants, that's important. I mean, that's a daily watering for sure, if they're getting any sun and drying out.
Well, you know, last year I planted my two tall pots with succulents.
Mm-hmm.
We had a drought last year.
Mm-hmm.
I only had to water them every 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
So this year I planted them with cascading vincas, and I got to water them twice a day.
Yeah.
You know, so think about that.
Right. Exactly what you plant with it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros, and it's a co-op. We've got Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens here this morning taking your calls and your questions at 281-833-3333. It's an easy number, 281-833-3333. And to remind you, we've had Plants for All Seasons, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. They are north between Conroe and the Woodlands. And Spring Gardens Nursery, which is in Spring, up north near Klein Oak High School. So a great group of Home Show Garden Pros who rotate through here to take your calls and questions. And we'll return after this.
When you're ready for that lawn you've dreamed of, choose Best Choice Lawn Aeration to elevate your outdoor space. Best Choice has a team of experts that know that aeration is the key to unlocking healthy, vibrant lawns. Loosening your compacted soil will ensure optimal air, water, and nutrient circulation to the roots, resulting in lush, green, and resilient grass. Level up your lawn game and aerate it with Best Choice Lawn Aeration and experience the difference. BCAerationTX.com.
Listen, if you want to dramatically improve your landscape, your grass and shrubs, flowers and trees, your garden, throw in some Azomite, Azomite. Azomite adds back to the soil minerals from A to Z, including trace elements that will help your landscape thrive. So add Azomite into your mix for a healthy soil. That's Azomite, meaning minerals from A to Z. Pick up some at your local nursery, and if by chance they don't have it, ask them to contact their supplier for it. Learn more at Azomite.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey gardeners, this is Isaac Smuin from Spring Gardens Nursery, and we've got great deals right now. Beat the heat this summer. We've got some shade trees, ornamental trees, magnolias, crepe myrtles, some evergreen to give you a little privacy from your neighbors. We've got Japanese blueberries, bottle brush, some great deals. Please come out and see us, and let's make your yard a paradise. You know, here at Spring Gardens, it's another day in paradise. We have a great promotion right now, gardeners. We've got a great deal. If you spend $200, then you get a free garden box. We've got a great deal on annuals, perennials, flowering shrubs, woody ornamentals. Please come and see us, and let's make your yard beautiful. Gardeners, this is a great time to try to beat the heat. Make sure that you check your irrigation controller. Make sure that you're watering. Make sure you're putting down granular soil amendment and also a liquid fertilizer to keep that lawn and garden, lush, green, and growing. Come see us at Spring Gardens. We're located on Gosling Road, just behind Klein Oak High School. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And we're back talking about soil and gardening and landscaping and veggie gardens. Don't forget those later on in the show. We need to touch on what we should be doing. At the break, we were talking about trees. And before we were talking about trees, remind you, you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros. And thank you for joining us this morning. We love all of our listeners and callers. Give us a call at 281-833-3333. I am here with Peter and Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And yes, you can find them off of I-10, easy to find out in Katy. Lovely place. Oh my gosh, you walk in there. I just drive up, you know, on the gravel, and right when I hear the gravel, my blood pressure goes down. And when I go in there and walk around, my blood pressure goes down.
It's so the crunch of the gravel, yep, when you pull in.
Yeah, yeah. It's for me, you know, a city girl, I like that. Yep. But it's a beautiful location and gives you great ideas, and everybody knows what's going on. All of our Home Show Garden Pros, they're family owned and operated, and you walk in there and you don't just need to find Peter or Anita,
yep,
or Mary or Rolf. Anybody there can help you. And I love it. I love that about all of our Home Show Garden Pros. They know what's going on and know what's right for your yard and garden. Now, Peter, you were talking about someone you met with this week about trees.
Yeah. So we're actually working in town real close to like Memorial Park, and we're actually doing a New Orleans courtyard for this client, but there's a huge, Drummond red maple, which is a native.
Okay.
That was something that, you know, the client, this has to stay, you know.
Aww.
So, of course, and it's a beautiful tree. It's big, but we're worried about it. You know, the day we started, the ground didn't have a drop of moisture in it, and we're having to remove stuff and, you know, pour concrete for pavers. So we brought in an arborist this week. And he told me to think about trees as like opening up your hands and having one hand would represent all the limbs on a tree.
Okay.
And then your other hand would represent all the roots on the tree. Those need to be equal.
So
he said, in our scenario, since we inadvertently did some damage to the roots, it actually then would make sense to then trim some of the growth off of the tree to balance those out.
Okay.
That way, you know, let's say we lost 20% of the root mass.
Mm-hmm.
He said we need to get rid of 20% of the tree mass. That way the roots aren't trying to, you know, they just wouldn't be able to. It'll lower the stress of the tree. So that was interesting to learn.
That is.
And then he said, you can put as much compost as you want on trees. It's so open and loose and you know, it doesn't compact the soil.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, you should buy 2 yards of compost and pile it around the whole tree. So we did that.
Wow.
You know? And he said that won't hurt the tree at all. It'll only help the tree. You know, as we talk about compost all the time.
All the time.
We put it on grass. We put it on plants. But it was just nice to know that I've always been so worried about piling stuff around the roots of a tree.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You said compost is so open, you're not going to cause any compaction. It's very lightweight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the smell isn't the most fun. You know, the client made
actually, I like the smell.
I like the smell. But Peter, do you remember our neighbor, David?
No,
and he had a tree that was, I mean, it was bad. It looked terrible. And he was going to take it out. And I said, no, just spread compost all around the base. And this is even before I knew about Nature's Way and all that. And he did. And that tree came back.
Uh-huh.
And then the new neighbor moved in and took it out. But there you go.
Oh, no.
Because it wasn't the prettiest looking tree.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you can picture it, Peter, but behind our construction, I had those two maples.
Yes.
And the one, when they were doing construction in the backyard, they piled up, you know, all that clay that we have around that tree. And I was worried. And there were times when Charlie and I would go out there and literally try and move some of it. But it's like concrete, especially in the winter. It was solid. So the minute that was cleared out, I started babying that tree. And it's interesting how it's thinner at the very, very top. So it's almost like the nutrients are like, okay, we're working hard, you know, we're getting the foliage to go, but I'm still working on it. I'm not giving up. I think it's going to survive, but I've been feeding it and the compost, I probably should add some more compost.
Yeah. But now that you mentioned that, he said that when you do have to do a trimming after some root damage, trim the top. That's the hardest, you know,
for it to get to it.
Yes.
And that's exactly what I'm saying.
The plant is smart enough to do it itself.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
It is. That's why it's thin up there, just because it wants to keep, you know, the main mass alive.
Right.
So, but yeah, we need some, you know, natural rain. That's always been my big complaint with irrigation is just, you know, you're putting chlorinated water on your plants.
Yeah, you are. And, you know, it's interesting. Natural rain you can tell the plants look different.
Yep. Oh, they, yeah, much
and,
happier.
And like rain lilies, I water rain lilies every day with chlorinated water mm-hmm. in my house because we sell them.
Right.
They don't bloom until we have a natural rain. Yes. How do they know? But they know.
Right. Isn't it the nitrogen?
I don't. Yeah, from there's nitrogen comes out of the air right. when it rains. That's true.
Yeah. But it is. It's just a stronger green. Mm-hmm. They're happier with Mother Nature's rain.
That's right.
Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Anita and Peter Nelson are here from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens answering your calls and questions and concerns. And let me also remind you, you can send in questions and pictures at homeshowgardenpros.com. We get a list of those every week from people, and you can send in a picture. You can also send that in now and call us if we need to have a conversation, because sometimes that's really an easy way to do it because we've got your picture. So give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. Let us know what is on your mind in this warm weather after this.
Revolutionize the gardening industry. It seemed an ambitious dream back in 1983 when Dean and Julie Nelson created Nelson Plant Food. But their passion for horticulture and spirit of innovation led to meticulously crafted formulas providing the perfect balance of macro and micronutrients. Nelson Plant Foods help plants, shrubs, trees, vegetables, and turf thrive. Today, revolutionizing your lawn and garden is easy. Just add some Nelson Plant Food from a Home Show Garden Pro near you. Learn more at NelsonPlantFood.com.
My name is Scott McGrath from McGrath Pest Control. I got a call from a lady called Meredith that had bats in her chimney and did not know what to do. I started a fire in her fireplace and hustled onto her roof where I waited with a 34-inch aluminum baseball bat. The irony did not escape me as I was batting bats, but after a few minutes, well, let's just say that there were no survivors and I was a panting, sweating, and smiling mess. Now, this is not a common problem, but I wanted to use it to illustrate that I love killing critters. Allow me the privilege of fulfilling mine prophecies for varmints. Visit McGrathPestControl.com.
Sprout a miracle. Lettuce, arugula, and radishes are easy, and kids think of them as miracles. Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can call us at 281-833-3333. And you know what? We love a project. I love a project. But you know, you've got your list for your project and you're like, where do I go? Well, we'll send you to Sienna Mulch, because Sienna Mulch is more than just mulch. Sienna Mulch is a green waste recycling facility, and they manufacture their own hardwood mulch. It is family owned. We love that here on Home Show Garden Pros. Since 2009, they have been around. They are on the south side. It's Sienna Mulch. So you have your list for your project. They have mulch, soil, sand, compost, gravel, and they have that beautiful rainbow rock, stones, flagstones. And I know you've heard me talking about the moss rock boulders that they just had come in, a new shipment of those to choose from. Now that you may need to have delivered. But it's a great location for your project, for all of the statement pieces that you might need to add to your garden and landscaping. Sienna Mulch carries also our favorite fertilizers, and that's a must for our plants. We've got to keep feeding them. They have landscapers' tools, and they have delivery to help us out. They're in Rocheron, and Sienna Mulch, keep them in mind. They're so much more than mulch. You can go to homeshowgardenpros.com to find out more about Sienna Mulch. And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am here. I'm Sandy, here with Anita Nelson and Peter Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. They are your Home Show Garden Pros this morning, taking your calls and questions and working with you on what is your project? What's on your list for this fall? And it is. It's going to be fall. I promise. At some point, we're going to have fall. There's hope in the future. And Anita and Peter, we have got Mary on the line for you. Good morning, Mary.
Hello, good morning.
What do you have for Peter and Anita?
I bought some MicroLife Humates Plus for my yard.
Yes.
I have a little over 2 acres, so I'm not treating the whole yard. I just wanted to treat closest to the house so I could knock some of these crabgrass and weeds growing. And if I'm correct, that's supposed to help nurture the lawn where the grass wouldn't want to grow, correct?
Yeah, I mean, Humates is great for, I assume you're probably in an area that has a high clay content. you know, like everyone. And the humates is great at kind of really starting to break down that clay, open up that soil so the grass can really take hold. So it's a great product to use. Like, we use it on all of our jobs. So, yeah, you want to spread that around.
Is it okay to spread that now, or should I wait till after the drought's done?
Spread it now. The great thing about any MicroLife product is it's completely organic, completely safe. Spread it anytime you want. It would be great, you know, if you, wherever you did spread it, if you started putting some water on it, just because it'll start working quicker. But yes, but any MicroLife product, spread, you know, anytime you want. Right now is great because you're gonna get a head start on, you know, there's a chance of rain next week, so let's get that good stuff out now this weekend.
Right. And it's easy to spread.
It is.
So yeah. Easy. And like Peter said, it's organic, it's safe. And what I like, Mary, is that, you know, I don't need to worry about, am I going to burn my grass? Should I do that on the second week of September or on the, there's really not a timeline. You can use MicroLife products year round, you know, in whatever circumstance you've got. So it's a great product.
Yeah. But I think your gut that to use the humates is a smart thing to use right now. It's going to help open up that soil. Mom was just mentioning that she's concerned about, since it has been so dry, there's no water in the soil, are we going to have soil compaction issues? So
humates, good point.
Perfect product for that, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And I have one more question.
Sure.
I have raised beds. Like I said, I have quite a bit of land, and I have never had raised beds before. We always just tilled through our regular yard. So I'm wondering what I should put back into these raised beds, because it's not, I know the nutrients come out quicker than it would if it was just on my land.
What are you going to grow in the raised beds, Mary?
Vegetables.
Vegetables? They've always said a mixture of compost and buying some sort of rose soil is one of the best mixtures that vegetables have success in. What do you do, Mom, on your veggie beds?
Yeah, I do that, exactly what that is. But I also put in the bottom all the branches and twigs. And
I've seen people doing that.
Because it first of all, it fills a void, and it's not as expensive. And secondly, that does break down slowly over time and add
great
to
idea.
The nutrition of the soil.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well,
and
I'll
bet you have a lot of twigs and branches and stuff on those 2 acres. So.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
And then MicroLife, you can use MicroLife products, Nelson plant food products in your veggie garden. So, you know, make sure that they get fed. That's going to be fun.
Yep.
Okay. All right. I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Mary.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Thanks so much for reminding us about the Humates Plus, because I remember Peter saved me. We had a huge leak, a city leak in our front yard. And, you know, they come and they dig it up, and it's a huge mess of clay, of course. We're south of the bayou, so we have a lot of clay. And then they, quote, unquote, level it out. So basically I had a pile of clay there.
Yeah.
And then they're going to come and put sod. And I remember you saying, whoa, Sandy, before they bring that sod out, make sure you get some humates on there. Because the humates, just like you were telling Mary, it is helps break down that clay. And I have just the most fluffy green grass there.
Your grass is crazy green. I mean, it looks really good. But, you know, you did all the good stuff this spring.
Right,
you know,
right. Compost, well, humates. Exactly. And it takes time. You know, that's what we tell people. Sometimes it's not an immediate, well, super seaweed can be sometimes.
Yeah.
But, you know, it takes time and it's a process.
Yep.
And it's all about the soil. And we talk a lot about that. And if you've got any questions about soil, give us a call at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333, and we're going to return after this.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all-organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. Always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife organic fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife organic fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Can you come out to play in your empty garden?
Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning, everybody. This is Joey from Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Forests. Goodness gracious, this hot summer weather has been crazy. The upside is, when the fall weather arrives, it's going to be wonderful. All y'all hang in there. We're going to make it. Our fall veggies are starting to trickle in with more on the way soon. You'll find tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, and squash on our tables right now. Plus, we have restocked our seeds with all of your favorite crops so you can get them now and they'll be ready to plant when you are. As always, we've got a great selection of seasonally appropriate shrubs, annuals, and perennials. Come on out and see. As hot as it is, it's very important to keep an eye on the watering in your yard. Both your lawn and beds need special attention this time of year. Chinch bugs and other insects have been really bad recently. Chinch bugs love the hottest, driest part of your yard, so that's where you need to pay special attention. If you think you're having problems with them, come on out and visit us, and we'll take a look at your pictures, and we can lead you in the right direction. Enchanted Gardens is located at 6420 FM 359 in Richmond, close to Katy in Fulshear. Enchanted Forest is located at 10611 FM 2759, close to Greatwood in Sugar Land. Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. I'm Sandy here with Peter Nelson and Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Martyr Gardens. They are your Home Show Garden Pro experts this morning, or pros as we call them. But great information. We have so many topics and so many things we need to be thinking about moving forward. We're always moving forward. What's the next season? What are we planting next? And we've talked a lot about our trees and taking care of those, because you've heard some sad stories about trees, not only new ones. I lost a new one because I was neglectful. I just didn't pay attention until it was too late, you know, and then once it catches up on you, you're like, oh, goodness.
You know, it's, you know, with trees, by the time you've noticed the stress, a lot of times it's, it's, you're at the critical juncture, and it's sometimes too late. Like, if you ever have seen a pine tree, once those needles go.
Yes, I'm worried about some neighbor's pine trees. Yeah. Because I've been collecting some of those neighbor's pine trees. I mean, pine needles. Yeah. Pine trees.
Wow.
I do, yeah. Pine needles. And I,
the best mulch, the pine needles.
Yeah, and preparing my raised bed for my veggie beds. Because I got rid of the old stuff, and I haven't quite, you know, taken that next step. But it's on my list for the veggie garden.
But so, yeah, if you have a, if you have a large oak, a lo- you know, any tree that you want, and we want shade now with this heat. I said, when you get home, Mom was just saying, you know, she's just, her hose is on all night long at a trickle.
Yeah.
And that really gets a, you know, the water in there deep.
Right, exactly.
So run that hose at a trickle. It's not that much water, but it's really getting down into the roots, and you're going to keep that tree alive until we get some, it, we're going to get rain at some point. It has to happen.
Right.
So we just got to make it till then.
And our landscaping and our trees are huge investments, you know, and it does a lot for our properties, and not even to mention for nature, what it does, you know, they're sanctuaries for our birds and they're shade for us. So it's just,
well, plus grass is easy to replace. Trees are not.
Yes.
Let your grass go right now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let
Don't
it go.
Worry about the,
take care of that tree.
You know, put your water at those, you know, the, like you just mentioned, these plants are investments.
Right.
You know,
your bigger investments, really watch out for those.
Correct.
If you've got to pick and choose.
Yep.
Yeah. So definitely. Okay. Well, compost is on my list for around my oak trees when I return from a little trip I'm going to take. Cause I've been feeding them, and you know, the, my lawn is healthy. So that sort of tells me that my trees are getting what they need, right? Cause the grass.
Yep. I said, you know, I stopped by your house, what was that, a couple weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
A couple things were stressed.
Yeah.
And it's almost unavoidable in this heat. Mm-hmm. The few areas you were having issues with, you know, it was the point the farthest from the irrigation head.
Yeah.
You know, it's getting water, but not enough. And, you know, we need to follow the rules and not, you know, take advantage. So, you know, we're going to lose some stuff.
Right.
Well, not
right.
only that, there's some plants that I don't care how much you baby them, they're not going to thrive in this heat.
Right.
They just won't grow. They won't put
right.
roots.
And we get callers a lot who say, oh, well, I planted this plant and the same plant, you know, just 5 years, 5 feet from each other. And one of them survived, one of them didn't. But even our soil can be slightly different, you know, or the irrigation, you know, can be an issue. So we are in September. I am so excited. It's September. Last week I said that, but we still had days of 100 degrees. Today.
Hopefully last.
Hopefully there's
September 21st, 22nd is the vernal equinox.
Yes.
And that's the beginning of fall.
That's
so.
When you know it,
right.
it's coming. It's
well,
real close.
I'm going to, you know, the day that we don't have 100 degrees, I'm going to call fall. So I think that's tomorrow.
Exactly.
It's funny how our perspective is, okay, it's not 100. That's great.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, was it last week or 2 weeks ago, Peter, it dropped into the 90s?
Yes.
Customers were in our store.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yes. They were like, and they're going to come to all of our Home Show Garden Pros as soon as that temperature drops.
Right.
Because they're anxious and eager to get out there and
do
something.
We are. We miss being outside as much as we usually are. Mm-hmm. And we've got some replacements, but we also might have some additions that we're going
to
add.
I'm looking forward to all those fall annuals, the snapdragon. Those are all
beautiful.
My favorite flowers.
Yeah. Right. So make your list and call us if you need help on making that list. Because our Home Show Garden Pros are there, and I've seen lots of information on the Facebook pages. Yep. And I want to remind listeners, that's a great resource. Because I know Sherry shares with us, some of the misinformation that's out there on social media. But if you go to all of the Home Show Garden Pros and their Facebook pages, I love what is posted. Timely information, but then also what's coming in. Like you mentioned, Anita, about the snapdragons and
pansies.
Beautiful.
Calendulas.
Yes.
All the good stuff.
Great good options. Stuff.
Yeah.
And then Mary had posted about feeding, different nutrients during this stressful time for our summer, for our plants. So, really good information, but that's a good solid resource.
Yep.
Reliable. At all of our Home Show Garden Pros, you can just go to your whatever resource you use, whether it's Facebook or the Instagram, go and search Nelson Ursoon Water Gardens, Plants for All Seasons, Enchanted Forest, or Enchanted Gardens, both of them, Nature's Way Resources, and Spring Gardens Nursery. So a great resource for you to find out what we need to be doing next.
Yeah, I'm a customer at every single one of those places.
Yeah.
We work all over town because we're specialized in fountains. So if I'm up on the north side, I'm going to stop at Plants for All Seasons.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be at Nature's Way this week, actually doing some work for them.
Oh, wow!
We were at Sienna Mulch a couple weeks ago.
Great.
So these are truly great places.
Yeah.
And I shop with them because they have good stuff, and if I need something, they know what they're talking about.
Right.
Which is great.
Right. And we love local. I mean, it's all about locally owned and operated. Resources for all of us. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am here with the Nelsons, Peter Nelson and Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we will chat with you after this.
Hello, my sweet child. We need to chat. I've noticed you're not taking care of your things. I want you to have the best, but you need to do better. So before you run off, let's clean up this mess together and make a happy, healthy home for you and our children.
Will you answer Mother Nature's call? Make a positive difference. Support Earth in our future. Give your time or gifts to OBA, the Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance, at OHBAonline.org.
Whatever the weather, seasons come and go. Your one constant riddle is helping things grow. Confounding as gardening may be without reason, thank goodness there's help at Plants for All Seasons. Experience gained over their three generations brings a happy ending to gardening consternation. From annuals and perennials to veggies, herbs, and trees, get the tools, tips, and help needed. No need to say please. Find it all on Highway 249, just north of Louetta. Plants for All Seasons, because there's no place that's better.
Time for a tree? Fall's the best time to plant one. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. But right now, I want to remind you about Nelson Plant Food. This is a must on your garden shelf. Nelson Plant Food, grow like a pro. They actually started making their fertilizers and foods for industry. And then they developed all of these different specialized foods for our plants, just for residents. So it is plant food made in Texas for Texas plants. It's formulated for professional landscapers, but now available for you and me, for our flowering plants and our gardens and our lawns. It is a slow-release granular fertilizer using premium ingredients, and they're sourced from around around the world, and it's gone through rigorous testing. So you can feel comfortable using Nelson Plant Foods. Your lawn is very hungry right now. We have talked about the stress of the summer. Turf Star is a full line of fertilizers for your lawn. So you need to grab a bag of that Turf Star from one of our Home Show Garden Pros and get ready to lay that out in our lawn and garden. And Turf Star is, you can go to Home Show Garden Pros and find out where you can buy your Turf Star, and the Slow Release and the Bruce's Brew. All of these are great Nelson plant food products. You've also heard me and Cherry talking about the different color star and the hibiscus food and the rose food. So they have very specific foods. And I'm telling you, the hibiscus and the color star are on my garden shelf. And it is a go-to because our plants need to be fed just like you and I do. So Nelson Plant Food is the go-to for our plant food. Texas made targeted nutrition for those plants to help them grow stronger. Feed your plants with Nelson Plant Food. They're hungry. So good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am sitting here in the studio with Peter and Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, mother and son. I love it. Second generation coming through, making it a beautiful location. It's so exciting to see that, you know. I mean, Anita, you and Ralph built something, and Mary and Peter and the whole gang is there taking it from here, right?
They are.
So, Peter, you're not in the store as frequently. You are out and about doing big projects, aren't you?
Correct. So, you know, my role at this point is, you know, I'm meeting with everyone, all the staff at the store, and we're coming up with our plan. What do we want? What plants do we want? What bag goods? What, you know, Nelson Plant Food, MicroLife.
Uh-huh.
And then I go out and meet with, you know, clients to find out what they want done, mm-hmm. You know, from landscaping to ponds to fountains to patios. Mm-hmm. And then Eddie and myself, you know, go out and, you know, work with the crews and make sure, you know, we're doing high quality work that, you know,
yes.
Well, my parents would, you know, insist on. So we got to follow it through all the way, you know.
Right, so, right. Well, I've had Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens and Peter do many projects in our backyard. And I'm telling you, every time somebody compliments my backyard, I send you a note. I'm like, yep. Peter, you did great. We, you know, so we love it. And yep. We have a disappearing fountain. And I want to encourage people, you know, sometimes you've got all the landscaping you need, but some sort of water feature is so relaxing in the backyard.
It puts it over the top. It really does.
It does. I love my disappearing fountain. And we have one here at the office too. Actually, the office got one first.
Yep.
And then I was jealous and I said, why is the office getting everything nice? I want a fountain.
You must have put some fertilizer on those beds out front. I mean, they look really good.
Well, I'm going to hand that over to Chad because he is so good here at the office with taking care of things.
I pulled up this morning in the dark. I was like, man, the plants look great here.
Oh, that's good. Good, so good.
He's keeping stuff. And, you know, that's, we use all the stuff here that we talk about, you know, on the show. You know,
it's exactly.
Good stuff. It is good stuff. So.
Now, Anita, you talk about the rock disappearing fountain you have, or the bubbler. Describe that, why you like that.
Well, it was made special for me. I asked for it because by Ryan Steffens, who is the sculptor of all of the rock features at our shop.
Oh, okay.
But he makes these tall, skinny things.
Uh-huh.
I didn't want that. I wanted a big flat rock because I knew that if I put that in my yard, birds would come and drink water from there. And that's exactly what happened.
Because you described how the birds like to see the bottom. That's why you have a bird bath, you know?
Yeah, they won't. Okay. That's the problem with the disappearing fountains. And we have some with closed tops. And if you have one of those, put gravel in it.
Oh.
And the birds will drink out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that are open, mm-hmm. Birds won't. I've only seen it one time. I saw a hawk land on the edge and drink some water.
The bigger ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you love birds,
yeah.
And I've got tons of birds all over the place in my yard.
Right.
And I feed them too, of course. I spoil them rotten. But yeah.
Do your dogs drink off the fountain?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mine too.
Yeah.
I hear that from
actually,
everyone.
Especially like the little guy. He goes over there and he drinks off the side of it. I'm like, that's so funny. Oh. He's attracted to the fountain.
And do your grandchildren will come and lean against that
fountain.
I know.
I
get all wet too.
Yes. Yes. I know. I'll uh-huh. look forward to that.
Yes.
So Nelson Nursery and Water Garden started out as you were building ponds.
Yes, we did start that way.
And you have just expanded like crazy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so we need to remember about the different levels of enjoyment we can put in our backyard, different features. So even a pond can be different sizes.
Absolutely.
Right?
You know, a lot of people will start with, you know, we sell those large, I call them water bowls.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That's actually what I have at my house. I was actually filling mine up the other day because that's my dogs use that as their dog bowl.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God, the goldfish are still alive. I hadn't thought of them in months.
Oh, no.
And they hadn't been fed in months, but they're still in there
doing their thing.
But, yeah, a lot of people start with that. You know, get a water lily. We did a job
right
around the corner from here in July.
Uh-huh.
Met with a client, and they had a water bowl with the Lindsay Woods water lily.
Oh,
and they're like,
beautiful.
We've enjoyed this so much, now we want a pond. So
the next step.
So we put a big pond in with, you know, we like doing that, the gravel bog filtration, the mm-hmm. natural filtration.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, you won't put in a pond without that.
Exactly. When we're saying gravel bog filtration, that's a natural filtration where it's kind of like aquaponics. These plants that we put in this gravel bed,
mm-hmm.
for them to live, they have to absorb nutrients, which is then starving the algae out, if that makes sense, to simplify it. So that's something that mom and dad came up with in 97, and it works. You know, and it's all natural, and
it looks
great too.
Yeah.
So you'll see that at our store, and like mom was saying, we won't do a pond for someone unless it has that.
Uh huh.
It's working with nature. You can buy all this crazy filters and UVs, and it's like, okay, or you can have this natural looking thing that works just as well.
Right. No, it works better.
It works better.
It works
better. Let Mother Nature do her job,
and it's a whole lot less maintenance as well. Yeah.
Ooh.
You don't have to be cleaning out filters or anything like that.
That's wonderful. I'm not sure I knew that was less maintenance.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's great to know.
It really is.
You can even, if you like to garden, mm-hmm. you can even root cuttings in that matrix.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. People will grow their tomatoes in there because it's super nutrient rich.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And everyone's just raving. You know, the brightest red, the juiciest flesh. And I mean, it makes sense.
It's the cycle of the nutrients. Yeah. Exactly.
Nope. So.
Neat.
So, yeah, we were doing it without realizing it, you know, organic gardening, you know, back then before it was a thing. And now I'm able to kind of use those lessons for the landscaping stuff that we
do. Right, exactly.
And learning about all these awesome products, you know, the Microlives and Color Stars and mm-hmm. stuff. They're good things to use in your gardens. They really work.
Right.
You know, that's making me think of something about fall and organics. My next door neighbor, who I've now befriended, and he's going to listen to me now. Last year, I listened to leaf blowers blow for two weeks straight. He's got a big property.
Yeah.
They were blowing the leaves, raking them, putting them in black plastic bags,
yeah.
and taking them off the property. And this year, I'll get that mulching lawnmower out there. And
yeah, yes.
Because
the leaf blowing is just
that time of year, folks out there, please don't take up your leaves. Mow them.
Mulch them.
And they'll get right into the soil. And mm-hmm. what you took out goes right back in.
Right.
And pile them in your beds.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Those leaves are free. Or we can go, you know, we can buy leaf mold compost.
Right.
Which is awesome. But
right.
It costs money. Might as well use your free leaves.
Yeah.
Well, there's some landscapers out there who just go around in the neighborhoods and take the bags of leaves.
Yeah. Well, in a combination. I think I've heard Sherry talking about, you know, reusing your leaves. Mm-hmm. And then you can use the compost
Correct.
On top.
Yep. Okay. Absolutely. It kind of helps flatten it down.
Yeah, it's not going to blow away.
Keep it down. So.
Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we are talking everything green because I promise we're going to get it green again. So give us a call at 281-833-3333, and we'll return after this.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Buy Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
MicroLife. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Best Choice Lawn Aeration. The best kept secret to a greener and healthier lawn. Landscapers Pride Mulches and Soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 281-833-3333.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. Another wonderful product that we love is the Azomite. So Azomite is from Utah, actually. They make it there. And just think of Utah. It's full of rich minerals. Okay. So it's going to, those minerals are going to improve our health of our lawns, our trees, and our flower beds. You hear the Home Show Garden Pros talking about micronutrients, and that's what you're doing when you use Azomite. You're putting that back into your soil that's going to improve our root system, and that's what it's all about, right? Improving that soil so that the roots are nice and healthy. So Azomite is a wonderful and safe product for your plants and your pets. You can spread it out on your lawns, water it a little bit so it'll break down the minerals, and it is absorbed nicely. So we want to help those roots because that's really what it's all about. So I know Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens loves Azomite. Peter, you use that frequently.
Yeah, I use it mainly, and I was just talking to Mom, I probably need to use it for other stuff. But anytime I do new grass for people, I like using one of the, always put down a layer of the Azomite.
Yeah.
I'm glad to know that that's the way you say it.
Yes.
I've been saying Azomite, so now I know Azomite. Right. And we use it at your house this spring in addition to the compost.
Yes.
So, I mean, it clearly works.
Yes. It's a great product. Simple and easy to use, and it's safe. So I really enjoy it. And Anita, you use it at your house?
Yeah, it's definitely effective. It's proven to be beneficial. Mm-hmm. I can see. I have one plant that tended to be very floppy.
Uh-huh.
I started using Azomite. It's not floppy anymore.
Yeah,
so it gets to more than just the roots. It definitely gets into the plant tissue as well.
Right. You were talking about how the stem seemed a lot healthier and stronger.
Yes, and stronger.
Great.
Yeah. So we've sold more of that plant this year, too, because of that.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Well, we love Azomite. So go to homeshowgardenpros.com and find out where you can buy them. But Azomite, you can buy at all of our Home Show Garden Pros. So easy to find, great to use, another product that you should have on your shelf because, you know, there are times when we need to just boost up the nutrition.
There's one other thing I want to say about everybody who lives in Katy is living on rice fields.
Yeah.
And those have been very stripped of minerals. So folks out there in Katy, I definitely recommend Azomite for your lawns.
That's a great reminder. Right. Because we talk a lot, you know, when Nature's Way Resources is here, when John Ferguson's here, I call him the professor. You know, we'll talk about the soil, and I just love the descriptions and the reminders that that soil is alive, but we've got to keep it alive. You know, we need to continue to nurture it and give it the micronutrients. And like you said, Azomite's a great resource for that. And compost.
Yep. Actually, now that you mentioned that, I have we've two different clients just in the last couple weeks. Peter, you just finished this little landscape job. There's mushrooms everywhere. It's just a problem. And I said, actually, no, it's a great thing.
Yes.
You know? So a lot of times when you put a really high quality mulch or a compost down, you're going to get mushrooms right off the bat, and that's a good sign. I think I think their quote unquote root system is called their mycelium. That's all in that compost and mulch, and that's actually a good indicator that the soil is alive.
Right.
And they go away. They're there for a week or two, but then they disappear. But, yeah, just in the last couple of weeks, in this heat, you know, you put a fresh layer of compost down or mulch, you're probably going to get some mushrooms.
Right.
And that's good.
So yeah.
Remember that, everyone. It's good to have mushrooms.
It's a cycle of life. It's the fungus growing. Well, great. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You know, we haven't talked about our veggie gardens. What should we be preparing? How should we prepare it? We kind of gave a hint of Mary, who called earlier about her veggie garden, but say a raised veggie garden, what should we be doing right now?
So, I mean, if it's already there, I bet it is, it's probably dry and it's probably stripped of nutrients. So a lot of times I've noticed in periods of drought, and this is for raised beds or for gardens in general, you have to water so much and that water is almost stripping all the good stuff out of there.
Like in a container,
it's like flushing it out.
Uh-huh.
So I think we need to start, you know, getting that good stuff in there. Remember, when we're growing veggies and stuff, you know, we kind of want to try to be organic because we're going to eat these things.
Oh, gosh, absolutely. Well,
something that also happens in the raised beds when if you haven't done anything with it, the soil shrinks and pulls away from the sides. Yeah. So you need to aerate it, poke holes in it when you water it so it gets into the soil and it doesn't go down and out of like you said, Peter.
Oh, right. I see what you're saying because mine had done that. Now, mine's also sunken because, you know, over time it does.
It compacts.
What should I backfill it with? Should I add compost? Should I add potting
compost
soil?
Compost and rose soil. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, compost and rose soil.
Yeah. Although I think, doesn't Landscaper of Pride have a vegetable mix that would be great to use?
So yeah, getting something that's labeled as a vegetable mix.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you know, I know a lot of the tried and true, long time, garden people in Houston love the compost rose soil mix.
Okay. All right.
I assume, you know, roses and pine trees and azaleas, they like more of an acidic soil.
Okay.
So I guess that means that veggies like a little bit of, acidic. So maybe we need to put some acidifier, in our veggies.
Okay.
And I heard as well, if you have a struggling lawn, a little bit of acidifier, microlife acidifier can really help, because apparently grass likes a little bit of acidic soil. I'm learning a lot about that in the last couple of years, trial and error. Like, why is this plant always struggling? And it's a lot of time it's the pH of the soil. I have a lot more to learn.
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah, but I have a list of plants now that when we plant, we make sure we put an acidifier down.
Right.
So.
Right. And I've heard that, Sherry talks a lot about variety. She's like, we don't like to eat the same thing. So sometimes, shake it up a little bit. And we had talked about the acidifier before. Yep. Yes. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Anita and Peter here taking your calls from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. And we will talk to you after this.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscaper's Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscaper's Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Your beautiful yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rose Sharon. Online at siennamulch.com.
And the leaves that are green turn to brown.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. What a fun morning having Anita and Peter here in the studio from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out on I-10 West. Katy, obviously. Katy Fort Bend Road. Easy, simple, easy to find. You exit, turn right, go through one light, and there they are. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And like I say, when I drive up there, it's just such a treat, My husband, Charlie, kind of is like, oh, my gosh, she's going out to a nursery today. He tries to steal the truck so that I don't have a lot of space to use. Right, right. But beautiful location. And we were talking about the water gardens and just different options for, landscaping. There are so many. And even if you have a patio. If you've got a small patio or balcony or a big lawn, there are lots of options for lovely natural items to add, whether it's greenery or water fountains or, the tubs that you were talking about or the bowls.
Yes,
you were talking about the bowls.
Yep.
So the great options to choose from. Now we're September. We're moving into veggie garden. You were telling me how I should prepare it.
Yep.
So I'm going to add some rose soil and some compost because mine has sunken a bit. And like Anita, you were saying, the soil got dry for about a month there and pulled away from the side. So I need to make sure I get it all filled in. What are we going to plant in the next month? What's really the item now that people like to come and plant?
I mean, I think right now, basil is a good thing to plant right now.
Oh,
you can use it with cooking. I think the mints are.
I love my mints.
I know we're waiting until we truly get that. North breeze was cool to bring in a bunch of the new stuff.
Right.
And I think a lot of nurseries are going to do that. Everyone has good selection right now, but I think once that cooler weather comes, we're going to bring fresh stuff in. But, I know we'll be bringing in a lot of the basils, mints, oreganos, thymes.
Mm-hmm.
We grow at our house stuff that my wife, Carrie, actually, cooks with.
Yes.
But there's just so much. people call in, they're like, do you have this mint? I'm like, we have mint. And I go out there, I'm like, oh man, there's 15 different types of
mint. There yeah, there are. Yeah, there's even a chocolate mint. Yeah.
You know, it's really easy to figure out what to grow in what vegetables to grow.
Yes.
Because there's not a single one of us Home Show Garden Pros that's going to be offering cantaloupe and cucumbers.
Exactly.
Right now.
Yes.
We're going to offer season-appropriate vegetables.
That's a great point, Anita. Great point. All of the Home Show Garden Pros are going to sell you what you can grow. So that's a good tale to be careful of at box stores, because you might not see that. You know, you might see something they have, but the buyer in Ohio sent it down here to Texas and it's not exactly appropriate.
Yeah.
Yes. And then if people were going to start tomato seeds, they've already started those.
Yeah.
But you can buy an established plant, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah. Plenty of time for that.
So now's the time to start making the list of what we want to have in our veggie gardens. Mm-hmm. And peppers. I love peppers. My peppers look like they were weightlifters. Oh, they were so big and so great.
Nope.
I just loved them.
And we have so impressed. Much time.
Yeah. I know.
In this heat that you got them big,
yes,
too.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And my tomatoes lasted a lot longer than they used to.
Mm-hmm. Mary had the same thing happen.
Yeah.
And some other person we were talking to, their tomatoes lasted way longer in the season.
Yeah. So right now my veggie garden is just, you know, I'm working on it and getting it ready because I can't wait. I love the fall veggies, you know, the leafy greens. I just love going out there and, you know, having my salad.
Yep. Absolutely. All those leafy greens.
Right.
It's perfect time. And there's so much time. There's so much growing still.
Right.
You know, honestly, the gardens, veggie gardens, landscapes, they look the best in the fall.
Yes.
You're like, no, spring. Well, spring, you're coming out of winter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think fall is, you know, last November, the gardens around Houston, I thought were
beautiful.
As good as I've ever seen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now the freeze knocked them back. But, you know, if we get some natural rain here and we get some good fertilizers down, I think it's going to be a beautiful fall season again for plants.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited. Well, my little teddy bear, Charlie's teddy bear, he enjoyed the tomatoes. He figured that out. That, you know, some of them would hang and I'd see him over there. And I was what is he doing over there? And he would just pluck them right off. I'm what are you doing between the squirrels and tomatoes?
Wow.
A dog who liked tomatoes.
Wow, I've never heard of that.
Yes. And it's funny because he would go over that way and I'd say no. And then he'd sort of, you know, walk somewhere else. And then if I wasn't looking, he'd dart over there. So I had to, you know, stake some of those longer ones. I was like, okay, really? I mean, Mr. Squirrel and armadillo and possums and now the dog.
That's awesome.
You know, I was over at Peter's house and I was going, Peter, are you trying to grow boulders in your beds? Why are you doing that? It didn't make any sense to me whatsoever. Well, he's got a Great Dane.
Oh, yeah.
And he was digging up the beds.
Oh, my goodness.
My flower beds are full of big rocks and boulders. It looks terrible.
Yeah.
You know,
you have to work around the dogs.
You know, you put mulch down, they love the smell of that. Oh, they got to get in there and make a wallow, and then all this hard work you just did just got.
I know.
You know.
Well, pine straw. They will lay on top of pine straw and not push it away.
Oh, that's good to know. But then the digging up, you know what I think? They're aerating it.
There you go.
All right. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm here with Anita and Peter from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And we are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we'll return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.